מחדש מאיה, we're going to continue our שיעור in ספר שמלה חדשה. We're up to סימן י"ט, דיני ברכת השחיטה ובו י"ח סעיפים, which we will discuss here the laws relevant to the blessing recited before שחיטה. So in סעיף א', the rabbi will discuss various הלכות regarding the bracha that one is to recite before he shechts. So here in Sif Aleph, the rabbi will discuss three important topics regarding this bracha that one recites before the shechita. First, he's going to introduce the bracha that one is to recite. Then he'll discuss the halakha regarding a shochet that's slaughtered and then he forgot to make a bracha. What's the halakha? What do we do? And thirdly is, suppose one is shochet without a bracha, what's the kashrut of the animal that was slaughtered? Is it kosher or not? So let's see it inside. The first law. Hashochet sarich shivarech kodem asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu al hashechita. So one must say a bracha prior to the shechita. And this is the text. The second law the rabbi introduces is v'im shachach v'shachat v'lo birech. That if a person forgot and he did not say the bracha prior to slaughtering the animal, what is he to do? So the rabbi splits it up. Im it le bal chayim acher, ilet le bal chayim acher. Does he have another animal that he's able to slaughter and recite a bracha on it? Or does he not have an animal? And we'll see this inside. Yehader, which means a chatchila, he should look. Achar eze bal chayim v'yishchat bebracha v'chaven lotzi et zeh. Meaning to say, if he has the ability, he should seek out another animal and he should slaughter this new animal with the proper blessing, having in mind that first animal that he slaughtered without a bracha. And then the rabbi writes, V'ilet le'eloi v'arech achar shechita, afilu toch kedei dibur, dikivan dira'ui haya le'varech kodem v'dachi nafshei, ohil v'idchi idchi. That if another animal cannot be found, he doesn't have the ability to bring another animal here and slaughter it, having the first one in mind, then he should not recite the blessing after shechita, no matter what. Even if he remembers right after the shechita that he forgot a bracha, even toch kedei divur. The reason for that is because we have a rule that that a bracha is always to be recited before a mitzvah. Over la'asiatan, that's the klal, you always recite the blessing before the mitzvah. So therefore, over here as well, once the recitation of the bracha was pushed off, you lost it. Ho'il v'idchi is idchi. Once you lost it, you lost it. So again, if someone forgot and he slaughtered without a bracha, if he has the ability to seek out another animal, he should slaughter it and have in mind to be motzi, that animal that he slaughtered without a bracha. If he doesn't have the ability to seek out another animal, then there's no takana, and he's not allowed to make a bracha after the asiya, even if it's toch kedei dibur. The rabbi now will discuss the kashrut of the animal that was slaughtered without a bracha. Regardless whether a bracha was said, meat slaughtered is always going to be kosher, even if the person intentionally did not recite a bracha. Which means to say that the ma'aseh shechita and the bracha are two separate parts, and they don't affect each other. The rabbi, however, writes, "Umikol makom imroim she'am perutzim umekilim bebrachot." That means that if the rabbinic authorities see that the Am is not paying proper attention to the recital of the bracha, then the rabbis could fine people that do not say the blessing, and they could forbid the meat of the nishchat for the shochet. But again, everyone else may eat from it because there's no sheikhut between the blessing and the actual kashrut of the animal. The next piece here the rabbi will discuss, when is one to recite a blessing? Does one recite a blessing even if he does not plan on eating the meat of the animal, if he plans on feeding this meat to his dogs? Before understanding the next piece, it's important to mention a mishnah in Chulin, daf lamed bet. Mishnah over there introduces two terms that are very important for all the study of Hilchot Shechita, but especially this next piece. That is the term nevela and the term terefa. The Mishnah teaches
that an animal that was rendered invalid by any death, which does not come through by a proper shechita, is called an avila. Whatever is not shechted properly, but it's killed in another way, is called an avila. While any other animal that's rendered invalid, for instance, it has a hole in its lung, or any other internal issue that may arise, is called a terefa. And halachically, there was a difference between a nevelah and a terefah, where a nevelah conveyed ritual impurity, while a terefah does not. These are key terms that are important, again, but especially for this next piece. And let's see it inside. Im shochet terefah v'da'it, o she'en kan bodek, ve'lo tavo lidei achila, lo yivarech aleah. Which means, even if one slaughtered an animal correctly, but it was known that the animal was a terefah, there was a disqualification inside the animal. Or if, let's say, there's no one to check the meat, there's no one to check the lung to ensure that there's no hole in the lung, should one recite a blessing ala shechita or not? So the rabbi says that you should not. Even though one would have thought that lemaaseh there was a good shechita here, and the reason why this animal was rendered invalid was for some other external reason, so maybe there should be a recital of a bracha. So the rabbi says no. Why? That although the meat was purified from being a nevelah because it was slaughtered correctly, the relevant law of zvicha, of shechting, is regarding food that will come to be ochel, come to be eaten. And over here, since we don't have the ability to eat it lemaaseh, why? Because there's an issue regarding terefa, so that's why we don't say a bracha of shechita. The rabbi ends, however, Aval shochet ksheira v'yesh bodek lebodka, kivan sheyachola lavo lidei achila, af al pi sheshachta l'achila l'akum o l'klavim, harei ze mevarech, sheim yimlach yochal mimena. That if one does slaughter an animal correctly, and it will be inspected, someone will check its lungs, and it therefore has the possibility of being eaten, then even if you didn't have in mind for it to be eaten by a Jew, rather you slaughtered it with the intention for food for Gentiles, or perhaps you had in mind to feed your dog with it, because it has the ability of being eaten by a Jew, then you have to recite the blessing. The reason for that is that because it's fit for kosher consumption, it falls into the category of achila, and therefore you are to recite a blessing for the zvicha. So as a general rule, you're always going to make a blessing if it's possible to be eaten. And that's really what we have to take away from this paragraph.